Veronica and Lewis on Triple J.
So you're 24 years old. This is your fifth album, which, is this correct? All of these stats so far?
It's my fifth record. I think it's going to be my third album. I've done two EPs across the time. But yeah, so five releases so far.
This is crazy. Are your parents musicians? I need to know more about your past.
Okay. Whereas, like, I need like a hot drink or something.
Settle in.
I was homeschooled actually, primarily. So I was about 13. I hadn't seen inside a classroom. Then I went to a massive public school, and I just did maths and science. That was me. I was like looking into dentistry and
really
engineering and stuff. Yeah, and so no creative stuff. In 2011, the year I'd kind of my first year out of school when I graduated, my parents had bought me a guitar, and kind of I was like, thank you, but it wasn't. I wasn't planning to be a musician. So I was like, thanks for this present. And they said, well, maybe this is time for you to you can explore if you're into songwriting. And it just has gone from there.
This is the opposite that every other parent does. They're usually like, think about dentistry. And your parents are like, think about music. It's going to be a good option.
they are fantastic in the way that they just said, look, like, when else are you going to, when I said I'm quitting my job and I said, I was 18 and I said, I'm somehow going to make enough money to do music. I'm going to play as many shows as I have to, and I'm going to give it a go. And they were really supportive of that, which, again, counterintuitive to a lot of parenting, but they just said, well, when else are you going to do it? This is perfect.
And we've had a lot of people getting in touch with us while we've been playing your feature album this week, saying that they've seen you busking over the years in a variety of different places, namely Byron. But is that how you sort of started your performing in public?
I just started busking like a madman, and I was in a Corolla at the time, a little Corolla called Tiffany. And Tiffany and I would zoom up and down the coast from Sunshine Coast to Byron. And I'd do like a Tuesday night at one cafe and a busking corner on Wednesday, and then take a day off on Thursday, and then do one other show, sleep for a couple hours, drive to Brisbane and do another. Like, I just would play 5 to 9 shows a week and was just hellbent. Looking back, I don't know why. I think I was just curious to see where the limit was. And busking has been a huge, I think that's some of the best things you can do for your career, just for your personal self as a songwriter and a musician. Busking is one of the more challenging situations you can put yourself into, a very honest one. And it gives you thick skin, and it gives you endurance as a musician playing live. And that's what you need when you're about to go out. I still enjoy busking on odd occasion today.
So have you ever written any songs about Tiffany?
I haven't written any about Tiffany, and I'm just waiting for my memoir. And then I'll include a whole song about Tiff.
Because you've got a bunch of songs about Coda in this album. Can you tell us about Coda?
Coda is an imaginary character in my life that these songs are written around. One day it'll make a lot more sense than I can tell you over air now, but looking into songwriters of the past, drugs are like the alibi, and they've used like a girl as that part, or their addiction they've described as relationship. And so for me, Coda is the good in people. It's the good in you. It's the good in your partner, or it's the good in your individuals around you. And that's where I kind of drew a lot of inspiration from. Yeah, an imaginary character called Coda, but she's very, very real. I'll be able to tell you more.
What does she look like?
She's kind of a mermaid. More correctly, a siren. But like I said, it's all going to make sense in some years to come. I'll try for now, but I know it's just a futile attempt.
Veronica, Lewis, Triple J.